I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through all of our tips for the rest of the weekend. I'm going to be in Auckland for the weekend, going to watch my brother play footy over there. So I'm not going to be able to have the podcast gear with me, but I'm going to actually enjoy a weekend, watch some footy and have a good time. So all the previews for the rest of the weekend are coming your way today, brought to you by Neds. Download the app if you would like to follow along with my bets across the weekend. We obviously had last night's game between the Dolphins and the Seagulls. Good game there. Tonight though, 6 p.m, we've got the Panthers and the Bulldogs. As it stands right now, for the Panthers, Dylan Edwards at fullback, on the wings, Taruva and Brian To'o, Paul Alamotti and Taylan May lining up in the centres, Jerome Luai at 5'8". We're waiting here confirmation on Nathan Cleary, but I believe he will line up at 7. Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris in the front row with Mitch Kenny at 9. Luke Garner and Liam Martin in the second row with Isaiah Yeo in jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Panthers, Jack Cole, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry and Maverick Geyer. For the Canterbury Bulldogs, Blake Taff at fullback, Jacob Kiraz and Josh Adokar on the wings, Critter and Bronson Zeri in the centres. You've got Matty Burton at 5'8 and Drew Hutchinson in the 7 jersey. Max King and Josh Curran line up in the front row, Reid Marnie in the 9. On the edges, Jamin Salmon and Viliami Kikau as it stands right now. Kurt Mann locks the scrum in jersey 13. Coming off the bench for Canterbury, Haywood, Sam Hughes, Curtis Morin and Jacob Preston. I'm expecting Jacob Preston to come into the starting side if he's sweet to go. In this game, guys, I am expecting the Panthers to get the job done in this one. I think it will be a little bit tighter than what people are expecting, but I have got the Panthers winning this game. I think the Doggies with the line, it's about 15.5. That's very, very good value. Try scorers that I like here. Taylan May scored in the first week of May. I'm going to back him to cross again. $2.65. Bit of value there. Wouldn't be shocked to see him pop up at right centre potentially if he does. He's a get on there. My other man, I think Stephen Crichton, go up against his former club. I can see him having a big game. He's at $4 on Ned's Critter. I'd be happy to swallow that up. Let's move to the late game on Friday night. The Parramatta Eels and the Brisbane Broncos. If you'd like to get tickets to this one, there is a link in my Instagram story, Bright Lights Footy, Friday night lights out there at Combank Stadium. Going to be a cracker this one. For the Eels, Blaise Talangi gets his opportunity to play his best position, in my opinion, fullback. On the wings, Mike Sivo returns with Bailey Simonson, Pennicini and Sean Russell in the centres. At 5'8", we've got Ethan Sanders. Dill Brown named at 7, and he has been made a co-captain for this game. Brad Arthur obviously trying to get the best out of Dill Brown, and I back it. RCG and Junior Bolo in the front row, expect him to move to the bench. Joey Lussick at 9. Lane and Madison on the edges with our boy Jermaine Hopgoat in jersey 13. Bryce Cartwright, Makatoa, Joe Ofengawi and Kelma Tuolungi, as it stands right now, make up the Parramatta bench. For the Brisbane Broncos, Reece Walsh at fullback. Corey Oates comes in on the wing. He's partnered by Dean Mariner, Katoni Staggs and Selwyn Cobbo in the centres. Ezra Mam at 5'8", and Josh Rogers comes into first grade here. Very excited to see how he goes. I really like this Rogers. 27 years old, not a kid, played a heap of Queensland Cup, a very good player. Keep an eye on him. He replaces Adam Reynolds. Corey Jensen and Payne Haas in the front row. Billy Walters at 9. Per Cura and Jordan Rickey on the edges with Paddy Carrigan in jersey 13. The Broncos bench, Xavier Willison, Tyson Smoothie, Kobe Hetherington and Jack Goss making his club debut coming down from the North Queensland Cowboys this week. For me in this one, oh, really hard one to pick. I really like that Blaise Tuolungi's playing fullback, but I personally think any Parramatta fans that don't value Clint Gutherson or think he's a little bit overrated, I think you're going to realise how important he is over the next few weeks. Give me the Broncos to win this one. As far as any time try scorers for this game, I say it every week, but I just think Reece Walsh at $2.15. I think the value is just too good there. So I like Reece Walsh there. Other guys that I like in this game, I like Rogers coming into this game. He scored 2 tries in 2 weeks in the Q Cup. Got a really, really good running game. And as I always say, when you got mismatch halves, they tend to run a little bit more than usual because there will be breakdowns. I like Rogers. For the same reason, I like Dill Brown. Co-captaincy at home. I know Parramatta are expecting a big game out of him. $5.25. The Broncos are no strangers to conceding errors and allowing teams to have plenty of shots at them. I wouldn't be surprised to see Dill Brown cross at $5.25. All right, let's have a look at the next game. Super Saturday kicks off in Tamworth with the West Tigers taking on the Newcastle Knights. For the Tigers, Jareem Buller at fullback, Staines and Naden on the wings. Justin Olam in the centres with Stafford Toa, who comes into the side. Lockie Galvin at 5'8", being partnered by Bud Sullivan in the halfback jersey. Stefano and David Clemmer in the front row. Appy's been named in the nine. We'll wait and see if he plays. Watch team list for that one. Samuel Ofino and John Bateman on the edges with this week Isaiah Papali'i moving to jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Tigers, Jake Simkin, Alex Twal, Alex Seifarth and Fanua Bolle. For the Newcastle Knights, David Armstrong at fullback once again. Greg Marciu and Inari Tuala on the edges. The centres, Dane Gagai, the skipper, and Bradman Best. Tyson Gamble will be the Newcastle Knights 5'8", with Jacko Hastings in jersey 7. In the front row, Saifidi and Leo Thompson. Jaden Brayley in jersey 9. On the edges, Kai Pierce-Paul, and returning on the right edge, Tyson Frizzell. I wouldn't be shocked to see him go back to the bench. Adam Elliott locks the scrum in jersey 13. The bench for the Knights, Phoenix Crossland, Jacob Saifidi, Dylan Lucas, and Brody Jones. Give me the Newcastle Knights in Tamworth to get the job done there. A try scorer that I like is at about $5.20. I like Tyson Frizzell in this game. Every time he's been on the field, he's had a fantastic season. I think he's the forgotten man in this New South Wales conversation. You can get Tyson Frizzell. He's into $4.80 on Neds. He's going for about fives earlier in the week. The Tiger that I like, I think he's very underrated. Stafford Toa coming into this side, $3 for him. All right, we've got the St. George Illawarra Dragons and the Rabbitohs going live at 5:30 p.m. The Rabbitohs, a heap of changes this week. We'll go through their side first. Latrell Mitchell at fullback, returning. Shibasaki, first game for the club on the wing. Isaac Thompson on the other side. The centres, Jack Whiten and Michael Cheekham. Cody Walker, the skipper, in jersey 6. Dion lines up in jersey 7 for his first grade debut. Keen to see him go round. David Moali and Sean Kepi in the front row with Damien Cook in jersey 9. On the edges, Keon Kolomantungi and Jairo Havili locking the scrum in jersey 13 with Cam Murray out. The South Sydney Rabbitohs bench, Peter Mamazelis, Talis Duncan, Tommy Burgess and Matt French also making his debut. Shout out to him. The Dragons line up as follows. Sloan at fullback, Lomax returning to the wing with Ravalawa. Suli comes back into the side to partner Jack Bird in the centres. Kyle Flanagan at 5'8", Benny Hunt in jersey 7. Francis Molo and Harm Saleh start in the front row with Jacob Little wearing jersey 9. On the edges, Raymond Faitala Mariner and Jaden Sewer. Tommy Eisenhuth off the back of 66 tackles last week in jersey 13. The bench for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, New Brown, Blake Laurie, Jack DeBellin and Ben Murdoch-Masilla. Keep an eye on their extended bench, Luciano Leilua and Alex Johnson, both to potentially come into this side. Personally, I think the Dragons get the job done in this one. A few people talking up a Rabbitohs upset. I get it with Latrell in, but I just think Cam Murray is too much of a big out. When it comes to anytime try scorers, I really like Zach Lomax in this. He's pretty short, though, at $1.75. My Smokies that I like, Tommy Eisenhuth, he's had a big few weeks, yet to be rewarded on the score sheet. Actually, he scored 2 weeks ago, but I got a feeling he can cross again. $4.80 in this one. As far as South Sydney goes, no one's really jumping out at me. I know that maybe Dion on debut, $5.20. Don't mind that, but I'm not really feeling any South players. As I said, I love Lomax at $1.75. For a double, I had a look at that too, but $3.40, probably a little bit too short for me. Let's have a look at the late game Saturday night, the Melbourne Storm and the Cronulla Sharks, 7.35 from down there at Amy Park. For the Melbourne Storm, Farlongo at fullback. On the wings, Will Warbrick and Grant Anderson. Remus Smith and Nick Meaney in the centres. Cameron Munster at 5'8". Tyron Wishart in jersey 7, replacing the injured Jerome Hughes. Christian Welsh and Josh King start in the front row, with the skipper Harry Grant wearing jersey 9. On the edges, Eli Katoa and Sean Blore, with Trent Leroux in jersey 13. Craig Bellamy's bench, Bronson Garlick, Joe Chan, Nelson Asafa Solomona, and Alec McDonald. For the Sharkies, no big changes here. Will Kennedy at fullback, Kartara on the wings with Mulatalo, Jesse Raymond and Ito in the centres, Atkinson at 5'8", the sweet prince Nico Hines at 7, Tommy Hazelden and Oregon Kafusi in the front row, Blake Brayley at 9, the edges, Teague Wilton and Britton Nikita, 13, Cam McInnes on the edge of an Origin debut, I believe. On the bench for the Sharkies, Jack Williams, Sifa Talakai, Royce the Choice Hunt, and Braden Hamlin-Uele. You've obviously got Toby Rudolph ruled out of this game with injury. I am really divided on this game. I think it's going to be a very, very tight affair. Personally, I probably won't be having a punt on this one. I'll just sit back and watch. I love that both of them are into $1.90. A lot of injuries for the Melbourne Storm, so part of me says go the Sharkies with these injuries, but I think I'm going to back the home side in to get it done in a very tight one. As far as anytime try scorers, Sua Falongo at $2.50. I absolutely love that. He is a try-scoring freak. The other one I like, with Nico Hines in full control, it didn't shock me at all that Britton Nikita had a big attacking game last week. I think he has another one here. $4 for Britton. Give me Sua and Britton in this game. We've then got the Sydney Roosters and the New Zealand Warriors over here in Sydney at Allianz Stadium's the early game on Sunday arvo. The Roosters, their team list is as follows. Teddy at fullback, Daniel Tupu returns on the wing with Dom Young, Sua Lee and Joey Manu in the centres, Luke Keary at 5'8", Sammy Walker in jersey 7, JWH and Lindsay Collins in the front row, with Brandon Smith wearing jersey 9, Angus Crichton and Nat Butcher on the edges, with Victor Radley in jersey 13, Connor Watson, White, Spencer Lenu and Terrell May make up the Roosters bench. News breaking this afternoon, we're waiting to hear confirmation, but it sounds like Fifita, I was pretty confident he was going to the Penrith Panthers. Sounds like he's backflipped and will land at the Roosters. So an interesting spot to watch there. You guys might already have that news by now. For the New Zealand Warriors, CNK at fullback, DWZ and Marcelo Montoya on the wings, Rocco Berry and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in the centres, Tomato Martin at 5'8", Sean Johnson wears jersey 7, AFB in the front row with Bunty Arfoa, Wade Egan in jersey 9, Jackson Ford and Mitch Barnett in the second row, with Tohu Harris in jersey 13. The Waz bench, Walker, Ale, Jazz Tavunga and Adam Pompey. I've said it all week, I think there's an upset on the cards here. If not an upset, I think the Warriors get very close to the Roosters. I think you can get them with an 11.5 start on Neds. That's my bet that I really like at $1.90. But the Warriors at $4.10, I think there is huge value there. My anytime try scorers that I like in this game, you've already seen my Neds bet of the week. I love Roger Tuivasa-Sheck against his former club when they need to stand up. I think RTS will. $4.20 there. I also love AFB. You're getting, what are you getting for AFB? $3. $4.50 as well. Very juicy. I think they stand up and have a big game, the Waz. The other guy that I like from the Roosters, returning from injury, but I just think he's played real direct and straight this year, and I just got a feeling about him. Gut feel stuff, Victor Radley, $5.50. But I like the Warriors. I think there's good value at $4.10. I know everyone's bagging that and saying it's a shit call. I just got a feeling the Warriors stand up in this game. So give me the Waz for an upset in this one. Let's go to the last game of the week, the Gold Coast Titans and the North Queensland Cowboys, the game that refuses to tackle. Let's go through the Titans side for this game. Fifita obviously leaving them at the end of the year. Devastating stuff. A tough week for the Titans. At fullback, AJ Brimson. Hearing rumours he could move to 5'8", Keanu Keeney could come to fullback, and Chris Randall play 9, Sam Verrills go back to the bench. Keep an eye on that situation. Phil Sami and Jojo Fifita on the wings. In the centres, Brian Kelly and Harley Smith-Shields. At the moment, Chris Randall named at 5'8", Kieran Foran in jersey 7. Mo Fotowaker starts in the front row with Jermaine Joliffe. Sam Verrills named in jersey 9. Fifita and Beaufort on the edges. Isaac Liu in jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Titans, Keanu Keeney, Aaron Clark, Cleese Haas and Josiah Poholu. Coming off the bench for the Cows, sorry, my God. At fullback, Scotty Drinkwater, Kyle Felt on one wing, Semi Valame on the other, Val Holmes and Valia in the centres, Tommy Dearden at 5'8", Chad Townsend wears jersey 7, Jordan McLean and Griffin Neame in the front row, Reece Robson in jersey 9, the edges, Fine Fuiaki and Jeremiah Nanai, Ruben Cotter wears jersey 13. The bench, Helam Lukey, Tommy McAlee, Sam McIntyre, Jason Taumalolo. Keep an eye on the extended bench, Braden Burns in jersey 21. I don't think he comes in straight away, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him over the next few weeks. I think Vaidelia probably under a little bit of pressure to hold onto that spot. When I'm having a look at the betting market for this game, I don't know what the overs is at, but my God, there's going to be a lot of points in this one. I like Scotty Drinkwater at $2.30. I just think in a game like this, there's going to be a heap of points. He'll get on the end of something. To give me $2.30 for Drinky, I'll take that every day of the week. And for Fafita, $2.60. I liked him early in the week. It's been a big week for him. We'll see how that affects him, but I still think Fafita crashes over in this game at $2.60. Those are the guys I'm looking at. As I said, guys, I will be in Auckland this weekend, so probably won't take the podcast gear with me. Just going to sit back and enjoy the weekend for what it is. So all of our previews are live now. All of these prices are subject to change. Obviously, guys, check out the Neds app each day when there's changes or team lists or whatever the hell it might be. Prices are subject to change. Go and check out the Neds app where you can follow along with all my bets, all the About Even bets, all the things you need for round 10 of the NRL. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
.au.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.